This is the radio ship Ross Revenge, Radio Caroline broadcasting from the international waters of the North Sea. It appears that we are now being boarded by a Dutch tug. We are being boarded by a Dutch tug. We hope to continue broadcasting for as long as humanly possible.
Representatives of the Dutch government have just boarded the Ross Revenge. At the moment, one of the people that's come aboard has been violent towards our engineer. We haven't a clue what's going on at the moment.
All we can say is these guys are definitely not here to take photographs.
No, and at the moment we have the DTI standing by at the rear of the ship. They are not, at this stage, appearing to do anything. We're going to make inquiries whether or not they are going to allow this behaviour. As I say, there has been some violence, and it's on behalf of the... It's the Dutch people that have been doing it. We'll get back to you.
Right. In the meantime, let's send these people a message from us. Here are the Beatles and Caroline, and all you need is love. This is the radio ship Ross Revenge. We appear to be in quite a dangerous predicament at the moment, Bruce.
At the moment we have a ship alongside us. It's a Dutch vessel.
The Volans, I believe.
The Volans.
Yeah, the Volans.
And it is endangering everybody on board. All right.
This is...
One more message, please, Chris. I've just spoken to the Dover Coast Guard. For anybody listening, would they please stop now calling the Coast Guard?
Okay, so once again, anybody who's listening, please stop calling Dover Coast Guard. Dover Coast Guard apparently now are fully aware of the situation.
All you need is love. Love is all you need.
Love is all you need. We've got Nigel Harris with us. Nigel.
Yes, we have been thwarted by the Dutch authorities. We are in desperate need of help, and they are to shut the station down and take us all off.
Right,
if we are in international waters, this is a breach of this vessel's right to be here. And I desperately plead for help. We need help now.
So please, anybody who is listening, anybody who is in authority, anybody who thinks they can do anything at all, please help us. This is Radio Caroline, anchored in the international waters of the North Sea. We are currently being boarded.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy,
boy,
boy, boy, I see you sitting out there all alone. Crying your eyes out, cause the woman that you love is gone.
The latest news we have on board the Ross Revenge is apparently, whether we can believe it or not, according to our sources, this particular vessel, this Dutch vessel, this hostile Dutch vessel, is acting on behalf of the British government.
Please call your local MP, councillors, local radio stations and local news bases. Anybody, please help, quick.
Thank you, Neil Gates. We've got just about, well, not quite everybody in the studio at the moment, but we've got a fine crew here. The latest news, Nigel.
The authorities are on board now, making their way to the studio.
Right, this could be the end. We wish you.
We stay as long as we can.
We wish you a lot of love. We've been here since 1964, Easter Sunday, 1964, and hopefully someday, Radio Caroline will be back. In fact, I feel sure that we will. Please keep listening.
Radio Caroline, the radio ship Ross Revenge, anchored in the international waters of the North Sea. This is a Panamanian vessel being boarded illegally on behalf of the Dutch and British government. There's a Dutch tug alongside and they are already on board the ship. They have already used violence against certain crew members here on board the Ross Revenge. If you can help us, please call your local radio station, local media, anything. Anyone you think can help us, call please now before Caroline goes.
This is Radio Caroline, broadcasting from the international waters of the North Sea, the voice of loving awareness. It's 4 minutes before 1 o'clock. And this radio ship is currently being boarded. In fact, we have been boarded. I understand that various officials from various countries are currently crawling all over this radio ship. There seems little we can do.
Nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can say that can't be done. Nothing you can say that you can learn how to play the game.
On this black day, it is Saturday the 19th of August 1989, the radio ship Ross Revenge, the home of Radio Caroline for many, many years. We have been boarded by officials, and indeed one might even go so far as to say a couple of thugs from a Dutch vessel which is alongside. Several members of the crew have been manhandled, and it appears that their intention is to tow this radio ship away. This, of course, is a flagrant breach of international regulations.
It is exactly 6 years today since our broadcast started from this boat. This is a fine anniversary present.
One wonders about the timing of this event.
25 years on the air, 6 years on this boat, and they're now illegally boarded us in international waters with every intention of throwing the vessel away.
So if there is anybody at all out there who can perhaps offer us some assistance, whatever that might be, please, 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 please try. It's coming up to 1 minute before 1 o'clock. We've had just about everybody associated with the radio station in the studio. We have Caroline Martin, who's beside me. Not looking too well.
Discussions are going on now downstairs.
Apparently, discussions are going on in the mess room. We shall keep you posted. In the meantime, just to reiterate that message, this is the radio ship Ross Revenge, anchored in the international waters of the North Sea. We have been boarded by a Dutch vessel. Once again, we have been boarded illegally by a Dutch vessel.
She is so fine. Just me and Caroline. Caroline. Ay, ay, ay. Caroline. Caroline.
Loving awareness is free. Is free.
Free.
Is free.
Free.
Question: do you know what it's like to be free? Over the years since Easter Sunday 1964, we have known what it's like to be free. And the only trouble about freedom is that it scares a lot of people, particularly the people who themselves are not free. And when they see freedom, the only thing they can think of to do is to try and stamp it out. And Radio Caroline refuses to be stamped out. We will be leaving the air any moment now. The boarding party are finding their way to the transmitter room, and they are going to dismantle all our broadcasting gear, take the studio to pieces, dismantle the generators, and then incapacitate the ship totally. They'll also be taking staff with them, but I'm not too sure exactly how that one works at the moment. But they are now making their way downstairs. We will be going off the air any time.
Nigel, this is the saddest day of my life, and I think it's going to be a sad day for a lot of people.
Yeah. I know, but we just can't fight them. There's too many of them. They have a type the size of the Ross, and it's not the end, I'm sure, although it's easy to say that.
The Ross Revenge is not the only ship in the world. We will be back, we can assure you that.
Caroline, we'll be back. Caroline will return.
The 19th of August, 1989, is the day the UK, Great Britain, became a totalitarian state.
Radio Caroline, we love you too much to leave you forever. Please keep tuned over the weeks and months to come to our frequencies.
And I feel sure that you will hear something in the not too distant future. We've got a further news update for you. Here's Dave Richards.
Yes, the situation is that representatives from the Dutch government and Coast Guard are on board. Their intention is, in fact, to take various broadcast equipment. We're not sure whether that includes AC generator supply, but surely it does include our shortwave frequency, the 819 frequency, and vital components, or the whole transmitter for the 558 frequency. Also, our studio equipment, what they intend us as people no harm. The basic problem is that they basically just want this ship off the air. They're leaving the ship and they're leaving the people on board it.
We have the option to go ashore apparently if we want to.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know what's happening?
Bruce Monroe, come on. Explain things.
Right. As it stands, the gentlemen are going to remove the transmitter from the ship and take a few other things as well. What they have just told us is that we are free to go back to Holland with them, where there will be no more charges pressed. We will also be able to go back to England, and there will be no charges pressed there. Alternatively, we can stay on the Ross Revenge. Now, would you like to say anything, sir, before we go off?